The next kina, v'kanen Yirmiyahu Yeshayahu, or Echeli Kanu Mi'alav, was perhaps, probably the first kina ever composed. It was written by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, but I mean the idea behind it was the first kina. The beginning pasuk, v'kanen Yirmiyahu Yeshayahu, was taken from Dibrei HaYamim, and the continuation is, v'yomru kol hasarim v'asaros, and all the male and the female singers said, "Bikinoseim al Yoshiyahu ad hayom vayitrim lechok al Yisrael." All these people gathered together, male singers, female singers, and they were saying kinos on Yoshiyahu the Melech, vayitrim lechok al Yisrael. And this was a law in Yisrael. And Rashi explains in that pasuk that whenever Jewish people have a cause to cry, they make hespedim about whatever that event is, and they should also mention the death of Yoshiyahu. And it's from this idea, this notion, that on Tisha B'Av we include not only Chorban Bayis, Rishon, and Sheni that we're saying kinos about, but all catastrophes of the Jewish people that we've gone through. Holocaust, pogrom, worms, Gezeras Tachbetat, books being burnt in France, whatever the tragedy is. But what is it about the death of one person, Yoshiyahu HaMelech, that we should incorporate that mourning for him in all of our other mourning? So this is an idea I saw from Rabbi Weinrib many years ago, that when you think of a large number, 6 million, Holocaust, it's a number that our mind can't grasp. How many people live in Ramat Beit Shemesh? 70,000? 40,000, I don't know what the number is, but we can't even really grasp what that number is. However, if you focus on an individual, if there's a specific person, a name, a picture you can put in your mind, a personality, that helps one in mourning. And this is exactly what Yirmiyahu did. There, he focused on one person. The Yoshiyahu HaMelech was perhaps the greatest Baal Tshuva leader of all times. There was an amazing Baal Tshuva movement at the end of Bayis Rishon, which I'll explain shortly. And the kina is about the failed potential of this one individual. What could have happened had he just been more successful. The Gemara says, "Gedulas mitas tzadikim kisreifas beis elokeinu." That it's even gedula is greater than the misa of a tzaddik than even the korban of a bais. It might be too overwhelming for us to focus on the korban of bais, but when an individual we certainly can. And that's why Yoshiyahu's death was considered such a massive tragedy, because there was never a Jewish leader in history that sparked such a movement that he did. Chazal say in the same way that it's explained about Moshe Rabbeinu, "Lech red ki shiches amcha," when Hashem told him to go down. Another explanation is that Moshe was demoted a little bit because his people were sinning, so his level went down a little bit. Similarly, Yoshiyahu, the people in his time were sinners, and his level was brought down. The pasuk Malachim says about Yoshiyahu HaMelech, "V'chamo lo haya lefanav melech asher shav el Hashem b'chol levavo v'chol nafsho v'chol meodo k'chol toras Moshe v'acharav lo kam kamo." The Navi testifies as to his greatness and his amazing leadership qualities. The background to this kina is that Yoshiyahu's grandfather Menashe was one of the worst kings ever. He stopped all vestiges of Yiddishkeit, and he planted Avodah Zarah even in the Beis HaMikdash. And even though he did tshuva at the end of his life, it was too little too late. Menashe's son was also an idolater, and he corrupted Yehuda for 2 years, and he was until he was assassinated by the palace guards. So Yoshiyahu, we heard before, he was hidden, and he took over to be king when he was 8 years old. And in the 8th year of his reign, he started to do tshuva. I'm going to read a little bit of the kinas, which we're about to say, just to understand what it is. You can follow along if you want. Eicha Eli Konanu Me'elav, We're going to see a kina about one of the mightiest kings. Ben Shmona Shana Hechili Drosh Me'alav. He was 8 years old when he began to reign. Ben Echam Be'Avram Chanu Alav. This is a reference to Paro Nacho, which was met. This was his eventual downfall, which we'll explain a bit later on. Encamped around him. Belohus Karlo Shigui Mifalav. And Yoshiao's Zechuyos were not remembered by Hashem, and eventually he was also killed. Gam b'chola malachim asher kamu ligdor, and all the kings that made offense against Avodah Zarah, lo kam kamo mimosa vigdor, there was none like him since the days of Avigdor, Moshe Rabbeinu. Davak bo avon leitzanei hador, the sin of the scoffers of the generation stuck to him. Asher achar hadelas ha-mezuzah samu lisdor, that behind the doors and the doorpost, they explain shortly, they hid the Avodah Zarah. That's what it's referring to. I'm going to skip the sentence. Ve'yigdal avon ve'hishiv yamin achor. As the sin increased, Hashem yamin, Hashem's right hand, Hashem withdrew. Ve'od lo shalach yado min achor. And Hashem did not take away the decree. I guess that would be a double negative. So the decree for the destruction remained. Zaku amarav kenam das l'hakim. Hashem's words were clear and pure, and what Yoshiyahu was trying to do to uphold the Torah, bitza amraso ba'arur asher lo yakim, was carried out when this was a fulfillment of what's written in the Torah, in the Tochacha, how the people will be cursed if they don't keep the Torah. It's hard to imagine, but this was during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. It was at the end of the 400 years of the first Beis HaMikdash, and the people have reached a point that Yoshiyahu HaMelech had not even seen a Sefer Torah for the first 26 years of his life. In the 18th year of his reign, Chilkiyahu, which was Yirmiyahu Hanavi's father, began to make repairs on the Beis HaMikdash. I guess he got the renovation contract. He found the Sefer Torah, and they opened up the Sefer Torah and it's apparent that this was the first time that Yoshiyahu had ever seen a Sefer Torah. That they opened it up, and the pasuk that it was the Tochacha and Kitavo, Asher Arur Asher Lo Yakim Es Divrei HaTorah Hazos La'asos Hasam. Then they realized that the state of the people was in a very, very bad state. Yoshiyahu tor Kriya, he called the quick convention of all the leaders in Zakenim of the time, and began the Baal Tshuva movement. He appointed agents, Talmidim, to go around Yerushalayim, go around Eretz Yisrael, to destroy Yehuda, to destroy the idols, and he thought he was having success, but the people were very cunning, and what they had done was they had an idol in their house on both sides of the door, split in half. So when the agents came to look and inspect, they didn't find anything out of the ordinary. Yet when they closed the door, they completed the idol, and they went on with their worshiping. And that's what this kina is referring to, about behind the delos, behind the mezuzos. Just continuing in the words of the kina to get more of an understanding. Chashach to'oro kina tzorochakim. Yoshiyahu's features were darkened because of the defiant Jews. When they were carrying out their acts of their despicable acts of going against the Torah, tovim reim nikru'u kishalcho malach, the bad ones were called good when Paro Necho sent a messenger saying, this is a play on the pasuk, mali balach hayom l'salach. It's almost like a quote of it. What is it between me and you that we need to do battle? Yedei am ha'aretz damim b'malach. Your countrymen are—they're going to be filled with blood. Te'anash b'vitzias pnei pilach. If you are going to prevent me from fulfilling the desire of pilach, your miracle worker. Kila hamonav aleches aram na'arayim. Yoshiyahu tried to stop Paro Necho and his hordes from going to Aram Narayim Laman in order to try and fulfill Lo Sa'avor Cherev Kol Shehu Be'Ephraim. The pasuk which says V'Cherev Lo Sa'avor Bar Tzachem, he was trying to fulfill that pasuk, and that ended up being his downfall. What was happening here? This was 22 years before the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, and Paro Necho, the king of Mitzrayim, wanted to wage a war against Ashur, which was northeast of Eretz Yisrael. So he asked Yoshiyahu HaMelech permission to march his troops through Eretz Yisrael, because this was the direct route, the quickest way to get there. However, Yoshiyahu refused because Hashem promises the Jewish people that when the times are good, b'cherev lo sa'avor ba'artzachem, the sword, even the sword of a foreign enemy, will not pass through your land. And he felt that the Jewish people, that the Baal Teshuva movement was succeeding, and that they were on a high enough level that this pasuk could be fulfilled, and he refused Paro Necho permission to travel. He wasn't aware of the extent, we mentioned it before, that behind the doorposts they were still practicing Avodah Zarah. And as well, he either did not listen to Yirmiyahu, who told them, no, allow Paro to go through, or he's faulted for not consulting with Yirmiyahu. And the Kina continues, Lo shama lechoze leshuv achorayim. He did not listen to the Navi Yirmiyahu to go back. Gezera nigzera lesachsech Mitzrayim v'Mitzrayim. For there was a gezera that Mitzrayim, Paro Necho, his eventual downfall would be through an internal battle. Mechatos diras mezuzos, the sin of the mezuzos is what let him down. Chazon ansosi hechem lubazos, how the people were scoffing the vision of Yirmiyahu. Because Paro Necho was not given permission, he indeed waged war and caught up with and killed Yoshiyahu and shot 300 arrows and pierced him like a sieve. And the Yirmiyahu Hanavi caught up to him on the battlefield, and the Kina explains that he bent down to listen to what Yoshiyahu was saying, and with his last breath of life, he says, Tzadiku Hashem, ki marisi fihu. He realized his avera, that he did consult with the Navi, or didn't listen to the Navi, and nonetheless, he was still saying, Tzadiku Hashem. So, if we ask that, so here, this Kina was was one of the first ones written, and it was written about a specific individual, and we might ask, what is the, is there any toelis about a kina written about a specific individual? So the end of this kina tells us, talat esrimushtayim meharosh shasos. It was hung the decree was hung esrimushtayim, 22 years of the utter destruction, ki safdu lo echa be'esrim ushtayim osios, because they eulogized him with the 22 letters of the alphabet. Yirmiyahu eulogized Yoshiyahu, then there were still 22 more years of Shechina, of the Shechina of the first base of Mikdash. So what might help us in the vote of the day is focusing on an individual, either a personal tragedy, or to focus on a specific thing, and that can help bring it in focus more. And we see there are toelis, even from saying kinos about a certain person. Yeah.